This is North Shore Today for Monday, August 28, 2017. Ariana McNeil writes in today's Salem News, you think drones are just for fun? Well, you might want to talk to the Peabody Fire Department about that. For about a year and a half, a group of Peabody firefighters have been learning how a drone can be helpful in not just providing aerial views of fires, but also how it can be instrumental in search and rescue operations and extinguishing wildfires. The idea is spreading, according to Lieutenant Russ Lewis, who said he's been helping the Massachusetts Fire Academy, as well as the Boston Police Department, use drones as well. He's quoted as saying, it gives a good view of the whole scene at once. Residents may recall the fire that tore through Life Foam Factory on 5th Street for a week last summer. While firefighters didn't fly the drone the first day of the blaze, Lewis said the department took it over on the second day. He's again quoted as saying, we could actually see what was collapsing on the structure and were able to see if we were putting the water in the right places. Turns out, through watching the camera on the drone, the firefighters needed to adjust streams of water. They were pointed at an area of the roof that hadn't collapsed, making it so the water wasn't actually hitting where they wanted it to. Much more in the story written by Ariana McNeil in today's Salem News. Green Street in Lynn was the scene of a weekend shooting and a fire. Bill Newell has the details.
Gayla Colley writes on today's front page of the Daily Item of Lynn that it was a tough night on Green Street. A 39-year-old Topsfield man was shot after an altercation with two men early Sunday morning, and a two-alarm fire left the residents at a nearby apartment building homeless 6 hours earlier. Police responded to the shooting at 2:41 a.m. at the area of 124 Green Street. The man was taken to Mass General Hospital with non-life-threatening injuries, according to Lynn Police Lieutenant Michael Kimmick. Kimmick said the man told police that he was sitting in his car when he was approached by two men. There was reportedly some type of altercation, and one of the men fired two rounds at the victim. He was struck once in the upper left side of his body. That incident is under investigation. As for the fire, firefighters responded to a two-alarm fire at 77 Green Street. That's a large 27-unit apartment building. That was at 8:20 p.m. Saturday, Lynn District Fire Chief Stephen Archer saying. Archer said the call initially came in as a routine alarm activation, but when crews arrived, they found heavy smoke in the basement. The fire, which appeared to have started in there, was inside the walls and went up to the first floor apartment. There were no injuries, and there was heavy smoke and water damage throughout the basement and first floor, and some fire damage on the first floor apartment, according to Archer. Archer said the building was declared uninhabitable by the city's Inspectional Services Department. There has to be some work done in the building before residents can return. A figure for how many residents lived there and were displaced was not available, but Red Cross responded and placed 11 families. A sprinkler system did activate, which aided firefighters in holding the fire in check, according to Archer. That blaze is under investigation by the State Fire Marshal's Office. For North Shore Today, MSO News Sports, I'm Bill Newell. Rick?
All righty, Bill. Thank you, sir. Ethan Foreman writes in today's Salem News, Swampscott boater Neil Kaiser happened to be motoring from Swampscott to Marblehead with his son Jasper when they saw a sailboat tilting back and forth in the vicinity of Tom Moore Rock off Marblehead Neck. Kaiser found the boat's maneuvers strange, but at the same time they thought it was performing some sort of exercise. Kaiser stopped his boat behind it to watch. About a minute later, he's quoted as saying, we heard their mayday call saying they were stuck on the rocks and couldn't get off. Kaiser said in response to a question about the incident on Facebook, about a minute or so passed and there was no response to their call. They then put another mayday call and stated they were taking on water. Those aboard the 42-foot sailboat that ran aground and sank Saturday afternoon are safe, and it's expected the boat will be salvaged on Monday, according to police. No injuries were reported. Much more in the story written by Ethan Foreman in today's Salem News. This is North Shore Today on MSO News Sports.